Because the Param Pujya Gurudev's orientation towards the rishis is very peculiar. अब जैसे उनका नाम ही ये बताता है कि उन्होंने क्या बताया, विश्वामित्र. So you should be a friend of the whole world, Vasishta. You should have some specific powerful orientation. Patanjali. तो पूज्य गुरुदेव कहते थे कि तुम्हारे अंजलि में वो ऊपर से गिरता है. पात मतलब गिरना, अंजलि मतलब. तो जो भी तुम्हारी इच्छा हो वो डायरेक्ट तुम्हारे हाथों में गिराने का टेक्निक पतंजलि योग. गुरुजी ये बताया करते थे कि उनका नाम को अगर आप समझें तो सारी दुनिया इतना सिंपल है कि तुमको कहीं दौड़ना नहीं है, वो तो तुम्हारे हाथ में गिरना है. हाँ, तो उन्होंने उनका एक विचित्र उदाहरण दिया. हमको विचित्र इसलिए लगता है कि हम एज ए स्टूडेंट में गया था जब ये क्लासेस चल रहे थे. जस्ट हैव फिनिश्ड माय एमएससी एंड आई वाज डूइंग माय रिसर्च, दैट वाज इन 1971. तो 18 जून को उनसे हमने दीक्षा लिया था जब वो मथुरा से हरिद्वार जा रहे थे. 18 जून इवनिंग 4:30. वी आर अबाउट 5 लाख पीपल. And in that about probably, I think 1 lakh people took the initiation. I was one of them. Not a direct initiation, but a group initiation. But later I have been to many classes. To 20-25 log hote the, us samay bheed nahi thi. 71-72 mein to bas ek kamra tha, bas shanti kunj mein, aur kuch tha nahi. Dheere-dheere bada. तो उन क्लासेस में वो ये बताया करते थे कि पतंजलि का मतलब तो ये है, असली मतलब. तो हाँ, विचित्र बात यह, तब मुझको लगा कि आखिर तुम पढ़ क्यों रहे हो. पढ़ इसलिए रहे हो कि तुम्हारी जो जॉब है तुम्हारी अंजलि में गिरेगी. वो मतलब हमने कुछ भी पढ़ा, वो पढ़ने को उन्होंने कहा था कि सवितर्क समाधि कहते हैं योग में. तो आप लोग जो पढ़ रहे हैं वो सब सवितर्क समाधि. यू हैव ए लॉजिक. केमिस्ट्री वाले एक तरह से सोचते हैं, फिजिक्स वाले एक तरह से सोचते हैं, इंजीनियर सवितर्क समाधि. इससे क्या होता है कि आपके जो चाहते हैं ना कुछ आप समाज से, या वो आपके अंजलि में गिरता है, इन योर हैंड्स. तो योगा का बारे में इतना आजकल का, हम इतने आगे बढ़ चुके हैं वो 5000 सालों से, कि सवितर्क और सविचार समाधि तो हो गया. यू आर ऑलरेडी देयर. आपको आगे की समाधियों में जाना है. लेकिन यहां समाधि का ही मतलब गड़बड़ हो गया, ट्रांसलेशन के वजह से गड़बड़ हुआ.
ध्यान का ट्रांसलेशन भी गड़बड़ हो गया. मेडिटेशन इज नॉट ध्यान.
नॉट, दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग. ध्यान तो उनको वो पतंजलि योग सूत्र ही हमें सही डायरेक्शन दे. इसलिए मैं ये बता रहा हूँ कि आज अभी पूर्णिमा का हम ध्यान कर रहे हैं. अभी तो 15 मिनट टाइम है, तो कुछ और बात करना हो तो हम लोग कर सकते हैं. ध्यान पे चर्चा कर. हाँ, जला दो. नहीं नहीं, आपको ये जान के आश्चर्य होगा कि आप ऑलरेडी ध्यान कर रही हैं. वो आपको समझना है बस. अब जैसे साइंस में गुरुत्वाकर्षण शक्ति के बारे में बात करते हैं ना, तो गुरुत्वाकर्षण शक्ति कोई बाहर से थोड़ा ना आने वाला है. इट इज ऑलरेडी देयर, यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड इट. तो गुरुजी भी यही कहा करते थे कि ध्यान तो तुम हो. आजकल का जैसे यम नियम आसन प्राणायाम प्रत्याहार, ये जो है पहले 5, ये फिजिकली होते हैं, भौतिक रूप से या मानसिक रूप से जैसे भी करें. धारणा ध्यान समाधि इज द रियल क्रक्स. योग का असली दिशा है कि आप धारणा ध्यान समाधि में जाएं. तो धारणा यानी धीमहि. गायत्री मंत्र का प्रामुख्यता इसलिए बढ़ गई आजकल, और सबको करने के लिए गुरुजी ने कहा इसलिए कि आप ऑलरेडी धारणा में हैं. धारणा का मतलब क्या है, इसका डिफिनेशन देते हैं पतंजलि. देश बंध कालस्य धारणा, मतलब आप एक सीमित एरिया में बंध जाते हैं, इंजीनियर हैं, तो वो आपका पीरियड हो गया, देश हो गया। तो आप जब भी सोचेंगे, जो भी बोलेंगे, सोच उसी तरह रहेगा। कोई फिजिसिस्ट है तो फिजिक्स के बारे में रहेगा। तो देशबंध तो हो ही गया एजुकेशन में। और सबसे धारणा का हमारे जो ध्यान विधान में, समाधि में जो अंतर है धारणा, ध्यान और समाधि में, कि धारणा में होता है ना कि मन चंचल होता रहता है, कभी उधर कभी उधर कभी उधर, फिर जहां पे हमारा कॉन्सेंट्रेशन है। अब जैसे केमिस्ट्री क्लास चल रहा है, हम केमिस्ट्री उदाहरण इसलिए देते हैं क्योंकि भाई केमिस्ट्री लेक्चरर हूं, तो वो सब्जेक्ट आप कोई भी बात कर सकते, कोई भी केमिस्ट्री स्टूडेंट्स पढ़ रहे हैं, तो आप क्या समझते हैं कि 100% एकाग्रचित से सुन रहा है वो? नहीं, कोई स्टूडेंट 100% एकाग्रचित से नहीं सुनेगा, कभी उधर मन जाता है कभी उधर मन जाता है। लेकिन इन द एंड एक घंटे का पीरियड हो जाने के बाद वो उतना समझ लेगा कि आज लेक्चरर ने ये पढ़ाया, लेकिन एकाग्रचित से नहीं सुना वो। अब परीक्षा लिख रहा है, 3 घंटे का परीक्षा देना है, कहां एकाग्रचित होते हैं ये, वो इन्विजिलेटर खड़े इधर उधर घूमते रहते हैं। अगर कहीं वो सेंट्रली लोकेटेड कॉलेज हो तो बगल में बस हंस और सब, आजकल तो उसी जगह कॉलेजेस हैं, लेकिन वो सब सुनते रहते हुए भी परीक्षा तो 3 घंटा ढंग से लिखता है। आज तक हमने कभी नहीं, हमने नहीं सुना किसी लड़के ने कहा कि बस का हान हमने डिस्टर्ब कर दिया, या हम लोगों ने भी परीक्षा लिखा, कभी हमने महसूस किया कि बस जो हो रहा है? और वो इन्विजिलेटर्स तो सिनेमा के बारे में बातचीत करते रहते हैं, हम हमसे कुछ कह भी नहीं सकते लेकिन परीक्षा तो हो रहा ना। तो धारणा का मतलब समझ रहे ना, कि सुनाई तो सब पढ़ रहा है लेकिन आपकी धारणा एग्जामिनेशन में है, केमिस्ट्री में है या फिजिक्स, मतलब इधर इधर उधर उधर मन जो है ऑसिलेट होता रहता है धारणा में। ध्यान में तत्र प्रत्यय एकात्मता, प्रत्यय मतलब आपके मन में जो आलोचना हो उसको प्रत्यय कहते हैं संस्कृत में, इसीलिए कहते हैं ना, ट्रांसलेशन जरा मुश्किल है, हम लोग तो समझ सकते हैं लेकिन इंग्लिश में अब कंटेंट ऑफ माइंड कहना होगा प्रत्यय के लिए। तो अब जैसे इंजीनियरिंग पढ़ रहा है, धारणा है, धारणा का मतलब समझ में आ गया ना आपको? क्योंकि अभी हम लोग ध्यान जब करने जा रहे हैं तो इन पदों का अगर क्लियर कट हो तो आपको लगेगा आप ऑलरेडी ध्यानी हैं, कोई सीखना नहीं है, बस दिशा देना है, बस इसलिए समझा रहे हैं। इंग्लिश ठीक है, ऑल दिस ऑल्सो इन इंग्लिश व्हाट आई हैव टोल्ड, ओके व्हाट इज देयर वी कैन कंटिन्यू। परम पूज्य गुरुदेव ऑलवेज इंसिस्टेड अस दैट द नेम ऑफ द सेज, द नेम ऑफ द ऋषि इटसेल्फ इज अ गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल वेयर ही इज गोइंग टू लीड यू। फॉर एग्जाम्पल, फॉर द गायत्री मंत्र वी हैव टू ऋषिज स्पेशली, विश्वामित्र एंड वशिष्ठ। And Param Pujya Gurudev has very clearly mentioned that Vishwamitra is the first condition for one to learn or get initiated into Gayatri Mantra. Vishwamitra. That means you should be a friend of the universe. And when you talk about the universe, later we'll go into the depth of it, not at least in this year or next year. But when we say Vishwamitra, he is not a friend of only humanity. He is the friend of all. That we should always remember. So Gayatri Mantra, when we are doing it, we are trying to utilize it for the humanity. But it is the friendship for all the universe, for all the world, that we should always remember. So first condition to be initiated into the Gayatri Mantra is that you should be a friend of all. टू बी ए फ्रेंड ऑफ ऑल इज ओके, इट इज नॉट वेरी डिफिकल्ट. नॉर्मली एनी गुड नॉर्मल ह्यूमन बींग इज ए फ्रेंड ऑफ ऑल अंटिल एंड अनलेस समवन हर्ट्स हिम. इवन व्हेन ही इज हर्टेड आई डोंट थिंक ही बिकम्स वायलेंट, ही विल जस्ट बिकम एंग्री एंड सेज एंड अवॉइडेड इट. सो बींग ए सोशल नॉर्मल ह्यूमन बिहेवियर यू हैव ऑलरेडी आर इन द embrace of Vishwamitra. That you should remember. That is why I am stressing that there is nothing special which you have to learn. You are already there. You should realize that you are that. How many of us really hate anybody or violent in our minds? No. And whenever we find some accidents or this and that, we feel that the agony, anguish. Though Param Pujya Gurudev's level is completely different, every night he says he used to shed so many tears that his pillow used to become wet because of the Vishwamitra aspect. We need not cry like that. Even though we are not crying, don't you accept that you have a soft heart? Wherever some accident or something happens, you feel how bad it is, let them be well. So you are already Vishwamitra, that is what I am trying to tell. And that is why Puja Gurudev has removed the ban on Gayatri Mantra and said everyone can do it, because they are already Vishwamitras. But what he wants us is, you also become Vasishtas, having a powerful, specific direction. And a big direction. Not a small direction. Vasishta means Visisht. Visisht means specific and great. So what is that? Any specific thing is known as a revolution. So our orientation is thought revolution, vichara kranti. So when we talk about thought revolution, we come out the name of the rishis. A number of rishis. Each rishi is an expert and a giver. Giver, when I say giver, giving of the formula, the mantra drashta. And this mantra drashta rishi is so named because how he utilized the mantra to get some result. That's the beauty of Sanskrit nomenclature. Only I think in our Hindu nomenclature, we have the depth. When we put some name, the name itself has a deep meaning. So Param Pujya Gurudev used to say that what Patanjali about 6,000 years back wrote, and Krishna was a disciple of that class, of the Patanjali Yoga class. सांख्य दर्शन जो सांख्य शब्द जो आता है गीता में वो सब पतंजलि के संबंधित शब्द हैं. एंड द सीक्रेट्स ऑफ दोज पतंजलि योग दर्शन आर गिवन बाय फ्री मैसनरी. इट इज अ वेरी सीक्रेट व्हाट आई शुड से कल्ट, बट नाउ इट इज कमिंग आउट. बट आई हैव नोन इट एंड आई हैव बीन अ मेंबर ऑफ दैट. I am a member of that Freemasonry. So in that Freemasonry, the most important thing about the aspect of life is Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa. Krishna says to Arjuna that I know all your past lives. Together we have been born, but you don't know. The shloka meaning I am telling. But I know. Therefore I am telling you, do this. Natvam vetha parantapa. Natvam vetha no parantapa. I am one of the names of Arjuna. You don't know your past births. Why I am stressing this is, Param Pujya Gurudev, when he says that he was Kabir and Samadha Ramdas and Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. And he disclosed it almost when he has stopped coming out. Until then he never talked about it. 84. Why? What was the need? Because one guru who says this is a Jagat Guru. So he has just given a visiting card of his, like a Jagat Guru. And when Krishna said, Kalosmi, I am time. One step more, Parampuja Gurudev has gone, he said, Mahakal. He is the epitome of not time, but beyond time. So, why I am telling all this is, the names and attributes of the rishis gives us a direction in which you have to work. That is why I am stressing. So we are talking about beyond time consciousness, Mahakal. Another thing to know that in time you have a large number of births. And he says, I know it. Parampuja Gurudev says, I know it. And I have tried to make a necklace of all the souls who were together with me since those many lives. Now I have seen that they are born now. And now that you are being attracted towards me is because of the past links. But if you don't fight, Arjuna said, I won't fight. How can I fight with my people? Yadechasi tatha kuru. Of course, it is your wish. No guru never says that you have to do it. Never forces a guru. Vishwamitra, a friendly man, how can he force even for a good thing to do it without your wish? So Guruji also never says that you do it. But when with all these, directly he is telling that you are born only for this. But this fight is a fight of thoughts. It is not a physical fight. It is a change in thoughts. That is Vichara Kranti. So in this Vichara Kranti, the Patanjali Yoga is the most important thing on which Freemasonry is also based, and Sri Krishna was also a member of this. Before Sri Krishna, it was 1000 years ahead, it is there. Why I am telling it? All this was planned 6000 years back. What we are now trying to do has a basis of 6000 years. And this will not be repeated. Again, humanity will not get this opportunity. Just as Parampuja Gurudev used to say, Swadhinta Sangram, independence fight. It's over, and now you can't fight for Indian independence. The maximum thing you can do is you can help. Similarly, the world independence, the complete change in the human thinking. It won't be happen again, and the date is 2011 to 2012, from Vasanta Panchami to Vasanta Panchami. So we are preparing for that. That's why I want to push people to be fast. If we translate it or if it is not correct translation, it doesn't matter. We are going to read. We are more interested in the thought revolution. We will discuss. For discussion, those who don't know Hindi, a base is enough so that we can start. And as we discuss, automatically it gets polishes. Automatically we get the best. Naturally. Many brains are better than one brain. So why I am talking about the speed is, nature is proving that is what 21st century, that is bright future. Ikkisve shadi banam ujjwal bhavishyat. In there, Parampuja Gurudev says, in the last 50 years, the speed with which things are going never happened. Never happened. Now we are almost in instantaneous contact with people. With webcam you can see also. Instantaneous. If you want to talk with a mobile phone, now you can talk, and there is that collective phone calls, this and that. We have to utilize all these things. The speed, when the speed of the world is like that, and if you are slow, it is a waste. दैट इज वेयर पूज्य गुरुदेव ऑलवेज सेज दैट मेनी रिवोल्यूशंस आर फॉलोइंग लाइक द बोगीज ऑफ ए रेल. नाउ प्रीवियसली रिवोल्यूशन 100 years, another 100 years or 200 years, one revolution, one revolution, one revolution there. But now the revolutions are speeding up. And naturally, when the revolutions are speeding up like a railway bogies, there must be an engine. If not, how call these? And who is the engine? Param Puja Gurudev. Again, indirectly, he is telling that all this speeding up of revolutions is because of me. I am the engine reading. And sit, you have to sit in the engine. In the platform, and you see it is moving very well, it's a fast train. It's also good if you can enjoy it. But what really we have to do is to speed up our actions. And this speeding up of a process in thoughts is meditation. Now you understood why I am telling about this? When you meditate, the ideas speed up. For example, we forget a name. Then what do you do? Dimag thokte hai na? Suddenly you get back the name. तो इस बीच में क्या हुआ? योर आइडिया स्पीडेड अप. इफ द आइडियाज आर नॉट स्पीडेड अप, वी डोंट नो व्हेन यू विल रिमेंबर. सो मेडिटेशन इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ स्पीडिंग अप योर थॉट्स. टू व्हाट लेवल? टू द लेवल ऑफ योर गुरुजी. नेचुरली ए मैन हु डजंट नो केमिस्ट्री, व्हेन ही गोज ऑन हियरिंग माय टीचिंग एवरी क्लास, what is happening is ideas are speeded up in that direction. So after 1 year, from intermediate level, he goes to the first BSc level. So what happened? The ideas are speeded up. Pratyaya ekatanyata. Ekatanyata means piroye jate hain jaise ek ek tar mein ek tar, like a necklace through the string. So yeah, chemistry, physics, engineering, medicine. So this is the process of meditation which you have already done. You know how, now you understand, you have to speed up your direction of thoughts in a particular way. Now how we are to do it? Now again Param Puja Gurudev has given us a wonderful opportunity. He has written more than 3,200 individual personal books. And the books written in Sanskrit and by Vyasa and Patanjali and so many people, he has translated it. But then in the last stage of his physical life, he wrote these 20 books. And do you know what he has said? All the books I have written until now are one side, and if these 20 books are one side, this is more heavier than them. And this is what he is telling. And why I am stressing on this, he, when he is telling it, then you need not read all those things. Aapka ek tanata, if it is in these 20 books, it is enough. You are learning more than all what is there in the books. That importance again, when you understand, then the way of your thinking process must be ekatanata for these 20 books. And these 20 books, what it does it do? 20 first four books are two level books. One level is, and you don't think that I am not teaching you meditation, you are meditating. This is ekatanata. Just sitting is not meditation. When you close your eyes and you think about these things, and every Purnima you think in this direction, but in a new direction. The chemistry class, this class will be in one way, another class will be in another way. So, we have started meditation of the 20 books. And why Purnima we have selected also, we will explain. Later you will think in your own way. And then we can discuss later other Purnimas. And now we can discuss because the web is there. So wherever you are there or I am there, if you just fix some time, दिस पूर्णिमा मेडिटेशन कैन बी रेगुलरली डन. सो द फर्स्ट थिंग अबाउट रामा एंड कृष्णा अवतारा, हैव यू एवर रिमेंबर्ड दैट दे वी कॉल इट रामचंद्र जी, कृष्ण चंद्र जी. चंद्रा इज नॉट ए नेम इन देर. When they were being named, they were not named as Krishna Chandra. They were named as Krishna. They were not named as Ramachandra ji. They were named as Sri Rama or Ram. But why this Chandra? That is where again the Patanjali Yoga Sutras help us to understand. When you look at a thing and you meditate or do or this or thing, you are getting knowledge. You are united. I am not going very speed. The speed is okay? Or I can a bit slow. Okay. So there are 3 points when a yoga occurs. Yoga is a subject, object, and a link. Ab jaise we are seeing a flower. I am seeing the flower. The flower is there. And then my consciousness is tuned to it. If the flower is there and I am not conscious of it, because I am busy with something else, that something else will be there. The flower will not be there. You understood these 3 points? Subject, the object, and the consciousness, which is tuned to it, or it is interested to learn about it. Link. So this comes in 3 stages in nature: Amavasya, Ashtami, and Purnima. In the Amavasya, no object. Dark night. Ashtami is the yoga, consciousness. Purnima, you understand, the light is there. So this is the important aspects of meditation when you are trying to do the Purnima meditation. The only thing is, you should previously, before sitting for the meditation, let us decide on a topic. Today we have decided that we will talk about the 20 books. Later in next meditations, we will select one meditation and we will go into it. And when you go into it, how many levels of moon's phases we have? 16. Amavasya, Purnima, or beech mein 14 din. And now how to talk it in English? New moon day, full moon day, and the 14 levels of phases of moon. Tithiya means the phases of moon. Amavasya, zero phase. Parjami, first phase, second phase, 14th phase, 15th phase. Including zero phase, it becomes 16. So this avatara, this phase, gives a complete knowledge to the universe. Because it is the moon's rays which give the rasa. The fluidity is not the correct word, but rasa, we have to translate it as fluidity. But the soma rasa, soma means chandra. One of the names of the moon is soma. So this soma rasa is what yajna you are supposed to do, and people drink something and something, something, something else, because we don't understand it. So this soma rasa are the 16 rays of the moon which gives our brain knowledge. And how many brain knowledge we have? We have only 4. These 4 are the first 4 books of Param Pujya Gurudev's KDS. The first is, and all this is meditation process. You are not supposed to sit, close your eyes and forget everything. This way of thinking, ekatanyata, continuity of thinking, pratyaya, pratyaya means the content of the mind. So if you have no content in the mind, many, many, many great gurus they have misleaded the public with the name of meditation when they said you need not think. Patanjali Yoga Sutra very clearly says, and Param Puja Gurudev has repeatedly told, that you have to think in one unidirection. That is visishtata. Us dhyan ki visishtata is disha mein hai. Basis kya hai? Vishwamitra. A universal friend, thinking in a specific way, is the Gayatri Mantra's object. So I was telling about the somaras. So there are 16 phases, which includes the 14, Chaturdashitak, Amavasya and Purnima. So the first four books of Param Puja Gurudev are the somaras. What is the somaras? Fluidity. Ras means not only fluidity, you feel happy.
Anand.
Anand. So in what way you are supposed to feel anand? 21st century has a bright future. Nowadays, the science aspect and how the things are moving around the world, generally we feel dejected. We feel everything is going bad, that the ozone pore is gone. Ozone layer is gone. And God only knows if it will be right or wrong. If with that the carbon dioxide temperature increases. With that temperature increases, any time the sea may... All this he has written in those books, first two books. All the scientific aspects, the pollution aspects, the population aspects. But all this disheartens us. But Param Puja Gurudev says, I am giving you the guarantee, not as a Mahakal, even the futurologists. Now futurology has become a science. And now you remember that I am not making you sit for meditation. You are in meditation. So don't say that the time has gone and you have not yet made. No. This is meditation. And this is how you should meditate. And you remember always that in Purnima, this time is very important. Best time. Get maximum results. And you have heard about Edgar Cayce? You have heard about it? Edgar Cayce? Many people in Christians think that he is Christ reborn. Many people think that we are waiting for the Christ to be reborn. Like we say, Buddha will be born again as Maitreya. Similarly, many people think that Edgar Cayce is a reborn of Christ. I'm not con. We'll let us not discuss and fight about it. But many people believe it in Christianity. And he has very clearly given in Bible that meditation technique is the New Testament. And this meditation you should do at the time midnight 1 to 2. I am giving support from other sources. Purnima, best time is 1 to 2. 1 to 2 means 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Same in India and here?
Anywhere. Your own time.
Local
time. Okay. Local time. Because in India time, the moon will not be there.
Yeah.
Local time. Best time, only once in a month you have to, I don't know where, but I think 1 to 2 is a normal time. Those who go to the second show movies, they come back home, it becomes 1 to 2, so no problem. But only once, we are going to the natural movie.
Yeah.
Now I am talking about the 16 phases plus the 4 phases, 20 books. So the continuity of thought you are understanding, this is meditation. You close and think all these things. But nowadays, this type of thinking is possible in a group. You remember that Patanjali Yoga and all this insisted on a single meditation because at that time there was no education. Even King, modern days also, Akbar was not read. Shivaji was not a literary man. So when there is no literary man and who does not know about the dharana, I told you about dharana when you are writing an examination. You are feeling disturbed by bus and this and that, but still you are writing 3 hours continuously. That is dharana. Continuously concentrating on something, but still your mind is able to grasp. But in meditation what happens, the outside thing will not disturb. Now we are doing this. You must have already observed that much of your thoughts are now concentrated on it. We have forgotten everything, is it not? If you can give something hot, it is better. Throat. Okay. So I am talking about KDS. We are meditating on KDS. We are doing dhyana on KDS. We have now understood that the 16 phases of moon, the Jagadguru consciousness, and your internal 4 phases of mind, the front lobe, the back lobe, and the side lobes, brain ke char bhag hai na. So this makes the 20 books of Param Pujya Gurudev. And naturally it explains the entire time and the blissful, the happiness, rasa. And of course, every plant that has its juice, the yoga says, Ayurveda says, it is through moon it comes, not through sun. Sun gives the life, but moon gives the rasa. So these 16 books are the rasa of our 4 brain lobes. And now these 4 brain lobes, if you want to make it more scientific for this public, you can say it as beta, alpha, theta and delta waves. They are also 4 and these are also 4. And the various attributes they talk about, the beta is what is the wakeful consciousness, alpha is the dream consciousness, theta and delta is the lower levels of our consciousness, jise hum ahankar aur chitta kehte. And beta and alpha, dream and wakeful consciousness. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. But this ahankar, when you translate it, it is ego. But ego, what Pujya Gurudev says in that is, not this ego, but I am looking at it, I am that I am. I am is not egoism there. It shows that I am looking at it. So it is not egoism. I am, therefore I am able to look at. You should understand this difference when you use that word ego there. We translate ahamkara as egoism. But egoism is something different. You say, I am doing it. But ahankar means you are able to see because you are there. It is the basis. It is the sakshi. It is the spectator. And without that spectator, your life is not there. But that is not egoism. You are a spectator. Sakshi bhav. So this particular thing we will have to stress in the translation aspects. Now, the two blisses, rasas, what we have to completely give our lives through this meditation is, 21st century is a bright future, we need not worry, humanity is very safe, but it needs a guidance. And what type of guidance? This meditation is given in Pustakadisrama, second one. 20th Shatabdi, Ujjwal Bhavishyat, second one. So in his second volume of 21st Sadi, Banam Ujjwal Bhavishyat, and I don't know Banam, how to translate in English. That's why I'm putting it in Hindi. But 21st century has a bright future. Banam means it is as it is.
You can say 21st century build as bright future.
Or put a dash and leave it. That. But why I am telling that difficulty in translation, yeah, and there is no solution for it.
Banam is Elias basically.
Elias also. But Elias is a very physical, crude meaning.
Right.
Banam
right.
Is a deep meaning.
Hmm?
Meditation. इक्कीसवीं शताब्दी का अधिष्ठाता सूर्य, उसके बाद ध्यान, दैट इज वॉट ही हैज रिटेन. सो आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द नेक्टार, rasa that comes from moon, from the four lobes as two lines. One is from these two parallel lobes and the other is the yoga between these two lobes, the frontal lobe and the parietal lobe, and of course the side lobes. Later. And the second rasa that we want is युगेच्छा. यु क्या चाहती है? प्रखर प्रतिभा का परिष्कार, प्रतिभा का परिष्कार. द टैलेंट हैज टू बी मोल्डेड. सो अवर एंटायर एक्टिविटी इन अवर डेली लाइफ, वी शुड ऑलवेज थिंक ओनली ऑन दीज टू थिंग्स. आइदर वी शुड मेक पीपल अंडरस्टैंड दैट 21st सेंचुरी इज ए ब्राइट फ्यूचर फॉर ह्यूमैनिटी, एंड द अदर इज वॉट एवर टैलेंट्स वी हैव, दे शुड बी मोल्डेड. परिष्कार, प्रतिभा परिष्कार, युग की मांग, प्रतिभा परिष्कार. इसके दो वॉल्यूम्स हैं और 21वीं शताब्दी बनाम उज्ज्वल भविष्य, तो उसके दो हैं. ये चार इज द पेटल्स, द बेसिस ऑफ हाउ यू हैव टू वर्क. एंड देन ही सेड इन द फर्स्ट वॉल्यूम ही टॉक्स अबाउट शांति कुंज. 21वीं शताब्दी is a bright future. He talks about Shanti Kunj. And in the second volume, he talks about moon. So these two we have to remember. So in Shanti Kunj, what does he say? There are three steps to make and spread the message that 21st century is bright future. Now, are you following what is meditation? If you think like this, that is meditation. If you sit quietly and close your eyes and think about something and then you forget about something and you become blank, it helps. You are relaxed. I am not saying it is bad, but that is not the yogic meditation, what Patanjali. So this difference, this continuous thought and our discussions, all this is meditation. We are meditating. That is what I want to convince you, and you should know that this is meditation. You teach this. So what we are trying to do? First we have to build a Shanti Kunj so that the humanity may know that you need not worry about the present state of affairs. And when the time comes, when the Mahakala decides that this should happen, it happens. Nobody can change it. That conviction. And that conviction comes from Akhanda Jyoti. And that Akhanda Jyoti is not just a lamp, it is a magazine. So our first, this meditation, thinking, first moves us to see that the English Akhanda Jyoti is read by more people. We are not going to get money out of it. We are not going to try to sell it. We are trying to sell its knowledge. So more Akhanda Jyoti readers must be there. And in that way, if our friends and those, then we have to stress them that you should have to get the English magazine, whether you read it or not, so that you can give it to others to read it and see that you are get back. Why in Shanti Kunj he says that the entire development of Shanti Kunj, Param Pooja Gurudev said, I did it because of Akhanda Jyoti magazine. Very clearly he writes. Apna padha na? 21st, the book, you will have to read those books. That is where he gives us the thing that every revolution is based on a book. Communism, Karl Marx book. Democracy, 5 pages of Rousseau. So any revolution, it has to be based on a book. But for us, not one book. Every month we get it. Lekhani, what he says in his first volume, writing. So first decision of this Purnima meditation, you always remember, after meditation you should have a decision. If not, what did you do? For example, when I teach chemistry, when I talk about Dalton's theory, in that 1 hour, everyone becomes an expert in Dalton's theory. Is it not? one hour lecture. Am I able to convey to you what? When you meditate, you should have a concrete physical activity for you to take up. Then it is real meditation. So what is the first activity we are getting in this meditation of this 20 KDS books? English Akhanda Jyoti must go to people. And now there you should be very bold. You should not feel what we call that pata nahi wo kya sochega, uchit samjhega ka nahi.
Here.
I am talking about this place.
No, actually wherever they perform yajna, usually
Hindi Akhanda Jyoti.
Hum log to har jagah jahan jaate hain, akhanda jyoti laga hi dete hain. Dekhte hain.